Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget Bands on the Beach in about an hour from now.
Yeah.
Over on the island. And look for our friends in the yellow running around. A bunch of bananas over there. The cat country folks.
Right.
You see a lot of yellow over there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I believe I was told Jordan Glass is going to be down there.
Oh, very nice.
Jordan Glass, the cat. Morgan, of course. Lovely BA. So
Yeah. Morgan's a kick. You ought to go and introduce yourself to Morgan.
Right, yeah. So just we got the star-studded lineup down there.
And I love every minute of it. 613 News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead, Austin, if you don't mind. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things that you really could use this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
The Pensacola City Council is set to vote on a settlement agreement Thursday. This will be to kind of organize a federal civil lawsuit over the seawall that protects the Palafox Pier Marina and other docks in that area. The agreement allows the marina company to make repairs to the seawall, and if those repairs are completed within 5 years, the city will be legally obligated to extend the Balin Slips Marina lease with the city by 25 years, putting it out to 2070.
And Escambia County wants to eliminate derelict boats, especially in Bayou Chico. That's the county's largest dumping ground of unwanted boats. In the first week of June, Escambia Code Enforcement recorded 17 vessels in the bayou that they are monitoring. Escambia Commissioner sent a letter to the Florida legislature asking the state to allow counties to designate their code enforcement officers to investigate vessels in the county waters. Right now, as it stands in Florida statutes, only a sworn law enforcement officer can enforce on derelict vessels.
And number three today, forecasters of the National Hurricane Center confirm they're tracking three tropical waves. Before you get excited here, nothing to do with the Gulf of America. One wave located off the western coast of Africa. The other two, they're traveling west over the central Atlantic. Again, no tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days in the Caribbean Sea and or the Gulf of America.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get a couple more local headlines for you in just a moment. But first, let's get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. If you are dealing with problems on the roads wherever you are, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees. Going to be a low of 75 tonight with a 50% chance of showers. Those chances are going to increase tomorrow where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
It is Election Day for District 3 in Santa Rosa County, Supervisor of Elections, Tappy Villain.
Today is Election Day for House Rep District 3, which is most of Santa Rosa County, not all of Santa Rosa County, but most of Santa Rosa County. It does not include Gulf Breeze, there's some of the precincts down in Navarre that if they're on the south side of 98, those are not included either.
Okay, we were speaking to Patty Burke, of course, Santa Rosa County State Committee woman. She joined us about an hour ago, and we talked about the election and what was going on. 8% of Santa Rosa voters, as of this afternoon at 5:10, cast their ballots. Polls open till 7 tonight.
And the trial of contractor Matthew Banks, accused of stealing over $5 million from more than 150 clients, is facing further hiccups. His attorney, Joseph Riosti, has withdrawn from the case due to a conflict of interest stemming from a prior prosecution by the state attorney. Banks is the former owner of Banks Construction and has pleaded not guilty to multiple charges. If convicted, he could face up to 95 years in prison.
Yeah, while we're talking about Santa Rosa County, some areas in the county are plagued with abandoned buildings that become really attractive places for graffiti. Commissioners are working on cleaning this all up. County Administrator Brad Baker.
We have a couple of buildings. We don't have a lot, but we do have a couple that are in key areas of our county that we just don't have the ability. So we were asked to craft an ordinance. The county attorney did that, and it basically, you know, we'll notify them of the violation, give them 30 days to fix it, go through our process, then we will have the ability to go clean it up and bill them for the cost of the cleanup. If they fail to do that, then we can place a lien on their property.
Well, that would be similar to when they have to tear down a house. I'll give you an analogy here. They put a lien on it in the amount of what it would cost them to clean it up.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Ashley Moody pushing a bill that could make it easier to remove illegal immigrants. Senator Moody and other Republicans announced yesterday that they have introduced the Remove Act. It calls for removal proceedings to be concluded within 15 days after they begin.
L.A. is it the only riot site going on here? Protesters rallied against ICE's deportation raids in Tampa Bay. Happened on Monday. Tampa Bay's Evan Moon from Fox 13 has the details.
Hundreds gathered in downtown Tampa Monday in solidarity with protesters in Los Angeles over the weekend, denouncing mass deportations and ICE raids across the country. Florida also carrying out immigration enforcement operations this year, the largest in the state's history, with thousands of arrests. But some Floridians in support of President Trump's immigration policies also showed up to City Hall. The two groups starting on opposite sides of the street, remaining peaceful. But moments later, things escalated with screaming and shouting, forcing Tampa police officers to intervene. No one was hurt.
All right, and a South Florida man victim of just a catastrophe here. He's facing charges in Pinellas County after he called 911 claiming to have lost money at a local strip club. 21-year-old Sultan Alnofe of Miramar told dispatchers he paid a worker at Oz Gentlemen's Club in Clearwater $300 for sex, and he did not receive his services. Deputies say the man reeked of booze when they arrested him early Sunday morning, and he was charged with misuse of a 911 system.
Okay, a new report out today showing absenteeism. Big problem in our local schools. Last year, 1 million students in Florida each missed more than 3 weeks of school. Oddly, Santa Rosa County has seen a steady decrease since 2021. However, there is a big different story in Escambia as the numbers continue to soar. Over 37,500 students were not in school or reported tardy.
And Senator Rick Scott and several colleagues have introduced the No Official Palestine Entry, or NOPE, Act. Very clever. This legislation aims to restrict U.S. funding to the United Nations and other organizations that grant the Palestinian Authority or the Palestinian Liberation Organization any status or privileges beyond observer status. The NOPE Act would update current U.S. law, which already prohibits funding to entities that recognize the PLO as a full member state.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Florida corrections officials are expected to put a convicted killer and rapist to death in just a few minutes, actually. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
A death row inmate in Florida is due to have his sentence carried out today. 54-year-old Anthony Wainwright was convicted of murder for the killing of 23-year-old Carmen Gayhart back in 1994. Wainwright kidnapped the young mother of two from a supermarket parking lot and raped her before killing her. A second man convicted in the crime died while waiting on death row. Wainwright will be executed by lethal injection. He will be the sixth condemned inmate in Florida to be put to death this year. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
There's a sheriff down in Broward County who is learning the hard way. Yeah, leader of one of the nation's largest sheriff's offices is having his job threatened after insinuating he'd refuse to enforce immigration laws in the state of Florida. Not a good decision. Eben Brown has more.
Broward County, Florida Sheriff Gregory Tony is drawing the ire of state officials following comments indicating he'd refuse to help out with immigration and customs enforcement.
And I don't work for the Department of Justice. I don't work for the President of the United States.
Now Tony is being told by Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer that if he won't enforce laws,
we will find someone who will.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has the power to suspend and remove an elected sheriff. Tony is a Democrat but was originally appointed to the sheriff's office by DeSantis himself after suspending the previous sheriff for inactions related to the Parkland school shooting. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:21 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
June 13th through June 29th, Pensacola Little Theater presents Camelot, a timeless musical that transports audiences to the legendary kingdom of King Arthur, his beloved Queen Guinevere, and the valiant Knights of the Round Table. Filled with romance, chivalry, and the pursuit of an idealized society, the story explores themes of honor, betrayal, and the struggle to maintain peace in a world rife with conflict. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
The cost of health care is in the news. Tune in tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of health care tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 625, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see. Luckily, not too much going on here. We do have, we did have, some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. They gave us a problem for a while, but it looks like it's cleared up. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 75. Got some rain chances bleeding into your Wednesday, where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
Okay, I know this is kind of in reverse mode here, but let's go ahead and go with this. If you don't mind racking 29.58 for me.
I got you.
Stocks ending up, drifting just below their all-time highs. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing higher as investors remain focused on ongoing trade talks between U.S. and Chinese officials who, in addition to discussing tariffs, are reportedly addressing current restrictions on shipments of rare earth minerals and chips, among other products. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said the talks are going well so far. Tech and energy gained while industrials lagged and chipmakers rose. Shares of Advanced Micro Devices were up 1% after hitting their highest level since January on Monday. Dow winners Amgen, Visa, and IBM. The Dow decliners Microsoft, Salesforce, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 105 points. The Nasdaq higher by 124. S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the mayor of Los Angeles says to a surprise.
I want to hear this one.
I was about to say, in surprise to no one. The mayor of Los Angeles says the National Guard and Marines are not needed in her city. Today, Karen Bass pushed back against Trump's claim that things are out of control with the ongoing anti-ICE raids. She said the city of Los Angeles was already getting police support from the state, and she and Governor Newsom did not want federal assistance.
Yeah, let me put this in perspective. This is the same lady, ladies and gentlemen, that left Southern California as it was burning. She goes to a party in Spain.
Her and Newsom both.
And then they had to call her
back. People
were
calling for their heads during that.
And they had to call her back. I mean, she, what do you mean call her back? Well, anyway, now she's got a riot on her hands, and now she doesn't want help. There is something wrong in La La Land, and I think you know what it is. Security preparations underway in Washington, ahead of Saturday's Army's 250th birthday parade. Christian Goodwin has more.
Matt McCool, special agent in charge of the U.S. Secret Service Washington Field Office, says officers from federal, state, and local agencies will be on the ground during the parade.
We've established a dedicated phone line for residents and businesses in the area who may have questions or issues. In partnership with the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, we will be sharing that number through community groups. It will be active on the day of the parade.
Adding folks will see 18.5 miles of anti-scale fencing, 17 miles of bike rack concrete barriers, 175 magnetometers, and multiple drones operating in the area. President Trump, who will be celebrating his 79th birthday, is expected to speak at the event, which will feature thousands of troops and 100 military vehicles. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And President Trump at North Carolina's Fort Bragg earlier today to help kick off the Army's 250th birthday celebration. He told hundreds of gathered troops that Saturday is going to be a big day in Washington, D.C. Saturday's parade, of course, to honor the Army's birthday, and it's expected to draw hundreds of thousands of attendees. The president praised the troops, calling them the greatest fighting force.
Well, you post insults, and you're a reporter, and they're not accurate. They fall under the term fake news. It'll get you fired. Here's what happened. ABC has fired Terry Moran after posting insults about White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller and President Trump. Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington reports. But before we roll this report, this is talking about live radio here. Because when we came on the air today, he had been suspended. Mm-hmm. And that was at 4 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, Terry Moran was out at ABC.
ABC News is suspending veteran correspondent Terry Moran due to what the network calls subjective personal attacks. Now, that quickly deleted post calling Miller's influence vile and writing, Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. Moran continued by calling the president the same, quote, but his hatred only a means to an end, and that end is his glorification. ABC announced Moran's suspension pending further evaluation, stating this: ABC News stands for objectivity and impartiality in its news coverage and does not condone subjective personal attacks on others. The post does not reflect the views of ABC News and violated our standards.
I got to tell you, when Trump won the presidency, obviously we knew it was going to be controversial. We knew some of the stuff that he stood for. But, man, we are just covering a ton of wicked stuff past several weeks.
And would it have happened if Joe Biden would have been in office, stayed in office? Would this report have happened?
No, I mean,
no,
it would
not have happened.
It would have genuinely just been more of the same. People saying,
absolutely,
why is Biden looking off into nowhere?
Blah, 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 blah. That's all we would, that's all we would hear.
Same old.
See,
yeah.
Look, I can see his lips moving, but I'm not sure he's telling the truth. The girl did a great song on that a few years ago.
Oh, Meghan Trainor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 5 minutes. Sports coming up on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. President Trump praising National Guard troops and Marines dispatched to quell violent protest in Los Angeles while speaking at Fort Bragg in North Carolina today. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The president says defending U.S. soil is what soldiers and Marines deployed to Los Angeles are doing.
What you're witnessing in California is a full-blown assault on peace, on public order.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has sued to limit the use of the military in L.A. The governor argues their presence is inflaming tensions. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday. Chinese and U.S. negotiating teams have reached a framework on trade talks in London. That, according to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, the framework will be reviewed by leaders from both countries. It will also need President Trump's approval before implementation. America is listening to Fox News.
Week Here Home Hotline, you're on with Woody.
Hey, Woody, have you ever heard an air conditioner this loud?
No, But the good news is, WeCare has more than 10 years in business and thousands of positive reviews, so our HVAC, plumbing and electrical teams can get it fixed and fast.
Thanks, Woody!
No one cares like WeCare. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Santa Rosa County has had some sudden drama over one member of the zoning board allegedly verbally accosting a woman after a meeting and whether he should be removed from that board. Five different kinds of taxes or shifts in taxes in Santa Rosa County are under consideration, including possibly some tax increases. Can Marines be deployed to a situation like in L.A.? And Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Pensacola City Council is set to vote on a settlement agreement Thursday to settle a federal civil lawsuit over the seawall that protects the Palafox Pier Marina and the other docks in the area. The agreement allows the marina company to make repairs to the seawall, and if those repairs are completed within 5 years, the city will be legally obligated to extend the Bailyn Slips Marina lease with the city by 25 years to the year 2070.
You're going to hear the cry, "Get rid of those darn boats." Here's the second story, by the way. Escambia County wants to eliminate derelict boats, especially in Bayou Chico, the county's largest dumping ground of unwanted vessels. In the first week of June, Escambia Code Enforcement recorded 17 boats in the bayou that they are now monitoring. Escambia commissioners sent a letter to the Florida legislature asking the state to allow the counties to designate their code enforcement officers to investigate vessels in the county waters. Now, right now, as it stands in Florida statutes, only a sworn law enforcement officer can enforce on those derelict vessels.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirm that they're tracking not one, not two, but three tropical waves. However, one's located off the western coast of Africa, and the other two are traveling west over the central Atlantic, a.k.a. no tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days in the Caribbean Sea or the Gulf of America.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
A penalty-filled game. Panthers scored three of their six on the power play as time winds down, and Florida takes a 2-1 lead.
On TNT, the Florida Panthers dominated Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final in Sunrise. Unlike the first two games in Edmonton, which were decided in overtime and double overtime, this one never in doubt. The Panthers led 2-0 after one period, 4-1 after two, and 6-1 by the end of the game. Power play goals by Carter Verhaeghe, Aaron Ekblad, and Evan Rodriguez. Brad Marchand opened the scoring for Florida, the oldest player to score goals in each of the first three games of a cup final. Sam Reinhart and Sam Bennett also scored for the Panthers. Bennett scored his league-leading 14th goal of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers now 2 wins away from winning a second straight Stanley Cup. Game 4 will be in Sunrise Thursday. The NBA Finals pick up tomorrow in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder are tied 1 game apiece. Cleveland Cavaliers All-Star guard Darius Garland had surgery Monday on the big toe of his left foot, expected to make a full recovery in time for training camp.
High fly ball, way back. Josh Naylor all the way to the wall, and it's a walk-off grand slam.
Just the third walk-off grand slam in Diamondbacks history, and the first since Ryan Roberts back in 2011. Second career walk-off homer for Naylor.
On Diamondbacks TV, of the nine Major League Baseball games Monday, five decided in extra innings. Josh Naylor's walk-off grand slam ended the Diamondbacks' 8-4 win over the Mariners in 11 innings. The Dodgers topped the Padres in 10, 8-7. Blue Jays got by the Cardinals in 10 innings, 5-4. Rays beat the Red Sox in 11, 10-8, and the Phillies topped the Cubs in 11 innings, 4-3. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports Podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And legendary ESPN college football analyst Lee Corso ending his career where his trademark tradition started. If you don't know what I'm talking about, ESPN announced that Corso's final appearance in College Game Day will be in week one of the upcoming season when the Texas Longhorns face the Ohio State Buckeyes. The marquee game is a rematch from last season's college football playoff semifinal, and it will go down August 30th in Columbus, Ohio. Corso's famous headgear pick tradition began back in 1996, almost 30 years ago, at Ohio State when he picked the Buckeyes to beat the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Locally, Pensacola back in the winning column. The Wahoos now above that 500 level at 29-28 for the 25 season. Tonight, Pensacola facing Rocket City on the road. It is game one of a six-game series against the Trash Pandas. They just threw that first pitch out at 6:35.
And Aaron Rodgers says he's a married man. That's right, coming to Pittsburgh with a bombshell. The new Steelers quarterback told reporters in Pittsburgh that he became a married man a couple of months ago. And while he did not confirm that he's married, or while he did confirm that he's married, the athlete did not reveal any other specifics about his partner or any more of the wedding process. Speculation about Rodgers' marital status grew last week when he was spotted sporting a black ring on his wedding band finger while signing his new one-year deal with the Steelers.
You know, what a switch, because he was so involved in, like, actresses and, you know, high-profile people.
Yeah, gosh,
before.
What was that woman's name?
And now we're not, you know, and now we're not even hearing about who the wife is or what the wife is.
Yeah, he's been with a couple of celebs,
absolutely,
I think.
Absolutely. But anyway, this was a secret. I'm sure we'll watch TMZ and find out something. They'll follow him with a camera somewhere.
Yeah, there's a woman walking out of this Chipotle with him.
Yeah. Oh.
No. I'm saying that's the type of story you'd hear.
I just said, oh, really? Let me see that picture. Okay, members of Congress expected to meet tomorrow playing the annual congressional charity baseball game. This is a tradition dating back to 1909. Chad Perkum has more from Washington.
Former Braves minor league farmhand Roger Williams is the GOP skipper. Linda Sanchez of California steers the Democrats. They play at Nats Park, just blocks from the Capitol. The teams aim to raise more than $2 million for charity, playing in front of nearly 30,000 fans. But despite the bipartisan camaraderie, lawmakers play for keeps. Even the umpires get dinged up. Republicans have dominated in recent years, Democrats never winning under House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Since 1962, Republicans lead the series 37-23. On Capitol Hill, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And Stephen A. Smith says he has no desire to run for office. The sports commentator said that he no longer had an interest in a political bid because he'd have to give up a lot of money to do that, and he'd rather just be a hellraiser. Smith has publicly teased a political run in the past, and he seemingly garnered support from President Trump. Despite the change in desire, though, Smith still wants to be a major player in terms of a voice and a conduit for change.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Pittsburgh Steelers star T.J. Watt wants a new contract. This deal seems pretty easy to get done, but no deal has been made yet, and T.J. is now a no-show for mandatory minicamp. I said this at the Super Bowl this past year, and I'll say it again. T.J. Watt should force his way out of Pittsburgh. T.J. is one of the best defensive players in the league, and he should force his way to an actual Super Bowl contender, because the Steelers, who haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season, are clearly nowhere close to being a bona fide contender anytime soon. I'm Zach Gelb.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and
It just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, this is funny. A woman is fined for pulling the drawers off a man, or pants, whatever you want to call it. She's in a little bit of trouble here. Lillian Wu explains what's going on.
She said it was a prank, but a woman getting a slap down in South Korean court for sexual misconduct, ordered to undergo 8 hours of sexual violence prevention education for pulling down a male colleague's trousers and also accidentally his underwear in front of other employees in a restaurant kitchen last year. She was also fined about $2,000. The woman had claimed she intended to play a practical joke, commonly known as pantsing. However, prosecutors found she'd sexually humiliated the man and charged her with an indecent act by compulsion. In sentencing, the court took into account that the woman had no criminal record and was remorseful. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a third installment of the Incredibles franchise, tapping Peter Soong to serve as the film's director. Soong is best known for the animated film Elemental, and he's worked on some of Pixar's biggest hits, including past installments of The Incredibles, Finding Nemo, Up, and WALL-E. It marks the first film in the franchise without Brad Bird at the helm, and it is unclear why Bird is no longer directing the threequel.
All right. More stars going to be inducted into the Television Academy Hall of Fame. Here's Michelle Pollino.
The Television Academy has announced its 27th Hall of Fame class. Viola Davis, Conan O'Brien, Ryan Murphy, Henry Winkler, Don Mischer, and Mike Post will be inducted at this year's ceremony on August 16th. They join over 150 legends honored since the Hall of Fame launched in 1984. The Hall of Fame celebrates lifetime achievement and singular contributions to television. Television Academy Chair Chris Abrego called the honorees trailblazers who have shaped the landscape in profound ways. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All righty. And also, actor Noah Wiley making a visit to Capitol Hill in support of improved mental health services for healthcare workers. The Pitt and former ER star will lead a panel discussion focused on the daily mental health, financial, and bureaucratic challenges for doctors and nurses today. Wiley coming to the nation's capital with the healthcare apparel company and advocacy group FIGS, F-I-G-S. Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much bothering us at this time. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 81 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight, 50% chance of showers. And then as we head into tomorrow, those rain chances are going to linger with a high of 87 and a low of 76.
Okay, the president he's saying a lot about these protests here. He says L.A. would have burned without a National Guard response. Jared Halpern has more from the White House. 2663, please.
The president has not invoked the Insurrection Act to quell violent protest in Los Angeles, but told reporters he could.
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see. But I can tell you last night was terrible. The night before that was terrible.
President Trump blames paid agitators for stoking violence.
People with big, heavy hammers pounding the concrete and pounding curbs, pounding it, breaking up all, and handing these big chunks of concrete to people.
The president called California Governor Gavin Newsom incompetent, saying had the National Guard and U.S. Marines not deployed, L.A. would be burning to the ground. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. CNBC reporting that trade negotiators from the U.S. and China were at it again today in London. J.P. Morgan analysts said if the China-U.S. talks go well, there's a chance the S&P 500 could reach a fourth straight record day. The World Bank forecasts that President Trump's trade wars are expected to decimate economic growth this year, citing a substantial rise in trade barriers, according to the agency, saying the U.S. economy would grow at a rate half as fast at 1.4% than it did all of last year. Just 33% of U.S. respondents to a survey by European Travel Commission are planning to visit Europe this summer. That's around 7% less compared to 2024. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining more than 100 points. The S&P 500 set a third straight trading record, up 32, and the NASDAQ was up 123. That's your money now.
Trade talks between the U.S. and China, as we were just hearing here, have continued in London. Edward Lawrence expands and takes the story a little bit further.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was supposed to be on a flight back to Washington, D.C. because he's got testimony tomorrow. But a Treasury official saying that they're working on some technical details, and that's the reason they're back talking. And the feeling among the U.S. trade team is that there is real discussions that are happening here. And in fact, these talks today have been going on for more than 5.5 hours at this point. So President Trump ultimately wants to open the Chinese market to U.S. goods. He wants China to stop the slow walking of exports of rare earth minerals. Also, China wants to avoid those 145% snapback reciprocal tariffs set to be imposed on August 12th.
All right. And also on the business scene here, World Bank cutting its global growth projections. It now expects the global economy to expand by 2.3% this year, which is down sharply from an earlier forecast of 2.7. The bank cited international discord over trade as a primary factor in its new report. It also cut its 2025 growth forecast for the U.S. to 1.4%, noting that the outlook could improve if major countries strike new trade agreements.
Well, some students starting to sweat bullets, as they say. AI targeting students with financial aid fraud. Here's Lillian Wu.
The rise of artificial intelligence plus the popularity of online classes is spelling an uptick in financial aid fraud, according to government reports. For instance, in California, CalMatters reporting a jump in suspected fake students from about 20% in 2021 to 34% this year, with state colleges handing over an estimated $10 million in federal funds to so-called ghost students, which join online classrooms just long enough to collect financial aid checks. A temporary rule now in place requires first-time applicants for federal student aid to show colleges a government-issued ID. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Disney taking full control of Hulu. The media giant has agreed to pay Comcast more than $438 million to buy its stake in the streaming service. Disney CEO Bob Iger said the deal clears the way for a deeper and more seamless integration of Disney Plus and Hulu content.
Well, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg reportedly spending hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money to create a new superintelligence team dedicated to building the world's most advanced AI platform. Hearing a lot about AI. Here's some more.
Those close to Zuckerberg say he's going into founder's mode, personally recruiting around 50 people, including a new head of AI research for Meta. The goal is to reach superintelligence, or artificial general intelligence, AGI, where the computer is as smart and can reason like a human brain. He's pitching these recruits who come from other AI companies like OpenAI by saying that Meta's advertising business is strong enough to finance all of their AI efforts. No outside funding is needed. And if these folks come work for Meta, Zuckerberg is reportedly offering compensation packages of 7 to 9 figures. Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about AI, as you mentioned just a moment ago, Chris, and that's because Apple's new software focusing on design aesthetics over AI. The tech giant revealed its liquid glass design for the software powering iPhones, iPads, and Macs that will bring a transparent aesthetic to tabs, files, and app icons. However, the company did not completely abandon AI pursuits, as it announced that its Apple intelligence system will add abilities such as allowing apps to use the AI capabilities built into its devices.
The Department of Agriculture pushing for changes to that food stamp program. Here's Ryan Smelts.
Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. will sign waivers today to remove sugary drinks from SNAP, the federal food stamp program. The USDA says the move will push President Trump's effort to make America healthy again. Supporters have long argued removing soda and other sugary drinks from SNAP will encourage healthier food choices and save taxpayers money. Critics have questioned if the initiative will be effective, could put a burden on grocery stores tasked with enforcing SNAP, and limits people's freedom of choice. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Oh, there's been a hacking. A major food supplier is working to restore service this afternoon after the incident. Jenny Casola has the story.
United Natural Foods, a major food distributor for Whole Foods, says it's working with customers around the country and across its formats to serve them as best as the company can. It's still dealing with a cyber incident it became aware of on June 5th. There was unauthorized activity on some IT systems. Executives say the disruption temporarily affected its ability to fulfill and distribute orders. United Natural Foods has implemented workarounds for certain operations to continue servicing customers where possible. It's working with cybersecurity professionals and is continuing to safely bring systems back online as soon as possible. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
6:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some health notes to help ease you into this beautiful Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tired of flickering lights? Trust the experts at Watson's Electric. Residential and commercial services are available. From electrical repairs to home surge protection, they've got you covered. Upgrade with indoor-outdoor lighting or let them handle inspections and keep your home safe and code compliant. Keep your business shining with store lighting, parking lot illumination, and LED retrofits that lower costs. Watson's Electric delivers reliability you can trust. Estimates are free. Professional service, exceptional results. Watsonselectric.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. This Friday at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only.
6:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Yeah, I got a little country twang going for you there, Austin. Austin is in, has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads from what I've seen. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening, and please continue to do so. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees. It's going to be a low of 75 tonight with about a 50% chance of showers. Those rainfall chances are going to bleed into your Wednesday and actually increase to 70%, where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a new study finds restrictive dieting has been linked to depression. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. A new study suggests restricting calories for your physical health may have serious negative impacts on mental health. It finds that taking calorie cutting too far may worsen depression symptoms. Researchers found that those who followed a calorie-restrictive diet, particularly men or those with a higher body mass index, were more likely to have higher symptoms of depression. The study adds people who ate more ultra-processed foods experienced a higher rate of depression symptoms than those on a Mediterranean-style diet. The study's published in the journal BMJ Nutrition Prevention and Health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Yeah, and speaking of behavior of people and the impacts that some things can have on them, data is showing a direct link between young children's screen time with behavioral difficulties. Researchers recently found a strong link between higher screen use to signs of emotional distress, including anxiety, depression, aggression, and low self-esteem. Researchers observed that in many of these cases, screens, all ranges from video gaming to texting, were linked to a kind of coping mechanism resulting in an endless cycle.
A lot of folks are trying to understand what is next for vaccine mandates after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. let go of the Vaccine Advisory Committee. Rich Edson has more from Capitol Hill.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. clearing out what's called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. It's a panel that reviews vaccines and decides which Americans should receive vaccines and when. Kennedy wrote in the Wall Street Journal, quote, "The public must know that unbiased science guides the recommendations from our health agencies. This will ensure the American people receive the safest vaccines possible." Opponents say Kennedy is just manufacturing these accusations of widespread conflicts of interest, that board members have to go conflict of review sessions.
And a bill that would allow medically assisted suicide for the terminally ill in New York State is now headed to Governor Kathy Hochul's desk, but it's unclear if she'll sign it. The state Senate voted 35-27 in favor of the Medical Aid in Dying Act, which allows a doctor to prescribe life-ending drugs to patients with 6 months or less to live. If she were to sign off on the measure, New York would become the 12th state to approve medically assisted suicide.
Okay, Pharmacy Group says it will withhold its endorsement of the CDC's revised COVID-19 vaccination guidance. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
The American Pharmacists Association's decision not to endorse the CDC's latest immunization schedule came after the removal of the recommendation for pregnant women to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The pharmacy group says pregnancy is a high-risk condition, and those who are pregnant should be recommended to receive the COVID vaccine. On Monday, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, fired the entire CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization, calling it a move to restore public trust in vaccines. The action is the opposite of the promise Kennedy made during his confirmation hearings when he told Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who is a doctor, that he would not alter the committee. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a sleep expert sharing tips that a golf star uses to get a good night's sleep. Rory McIlroy makes sure he does not eat within 2 hours of bedtime and takes health supplements, including magnesium. The sleep expert says that McIlroy also wears blue light blocking glasses after 5 p.m., cuts caffeine off at 2 p.m., and takes a nighttime bath. Last but not least, he also sleeps in a cool room.
All right. Director of the NIH defending proposed cuts to research grants in a heated Capitol Hill hearing. Jared Halpern on the Hill at the White House.
The Trump administration is proposing an $18 billion cut for the National Institutes of Health and has paused or redirected billions of dollars in research grants to universities accused of academic bias by the president. NIH Director Jay Bhattacharya says the agency remains committed to research for cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and ALS.
There have been opportunities for reform for how the biomedical research enterprise works.
Hundreds of NIH employees have signed onto a public letter warning the administration's policies are undermining the NIH mission. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, I certainly hope everybody has a great Tuesday evening. Thank you so much for having us on. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, you've been listening to News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Do it again tomorrow, 4 o'clock. We'll see you then. Have a safe evening, everybody.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.